You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Jay with the Prince, aka Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty, with a duvet, bro.
What's good? What's the word? What's the top? In the building. Let's get it.
Let's get it. And Mr. Larry Porter for the DMV.
Once again, it's off. Let's get it.
Last but not least, and I believe, baby. What's up?
Hey, everybody.
No doubt. Hey, is it too early to drink?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Drink every day. Drink 2 o'clock in the morning if you want to. Shit. Get your wine, get your liquor, get your beer. Drink anytime you want to. Nah. I ain't tell you what to drink. I said just drink.
Smoke. No doubt. Yo, what's the deal, real deal?
Man, it's a lot of shit going on, you know. Regular. But, you know, what's been on my mind lately, y'all heard about that 100 mil case about Trayvon Martin for old buddy?
100 mil?
Bro, 100 mil, boy. He said he want 100 mil in his safe, son. Like, he talking about suing the Martin family.
Who?
Like, I don't even, bro, he don't even exist in my mind. Like, shit, if you ask me,
you can't,
like, little guy.
You can't be talking about who I think you talk about, son.
Yeah.
What?
Jordan Zimmerman.
Yep.
God damn, what a cunt. He's like the biggest cunt alive, yo. Like,
hey, whoa. Don't give him that power. Don't call him a cunt. No, that's a very powerful word. No, he does not have that power.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Son don't have.
Wait. So, what should we call him? Fuck shit ass bitch cunt shibbity doo wop? What should we say?
He's immoral, maybe?
Nah, son is a bug, a pesticide. Like, you know, a cockroach in real life. Like, this is, nah, he's worse than a cockroach. Like, he like a big old cockroach mixed with like a alien, and I don't know. But he like dipped in dumbass shit. Like, but yeah, it's something. I don't know. But shoot, somebody need to call an exterminator.
Hey yo, fuck George Zimmerman. I said that shit. Fuck you, bitch. Like, yo. Fuck George Zimmerman, man. God damn.
Like, it's not enough words.
He start hot. Like, he's not gonna get that. Like, we already know he's not gonna get that.
You bugging.
But what it is, they gonna try to give him. No court of law should even take this case.
Son.
They have to. But
son,
sooner or later, somebody just gonna be like, okay, that's a mission of character. Different things of that nature. Well, he's just doing it for a power play.
He's doing it for the money.
But he's a piece of shit, though. Like, we all know that. Everybody knows that. And then how did he even win the case? First of all. And second of all, how you gonna insult the injury by trying to sue the family of the son that you took away? Fuck you. Like, if I see you, yo, I'm spitting your goddamn face, man. You ain't shit to me, yo. Like, fuck you. You not even in the vicinity for niggas to touch you. That's why you talk tough like that. He's signing fucking Skittle bags and shit. Like, he shot an unarmed young black boy. You know what I'm saying? But he get off because he feared for his life, but he did the pursuing. Fuck George Zimmerman, man.
Nah.
Bitch ass, yo.
It's just a matter of the state that we live in. Nobody said it's fair. It's not like we bond together to make it fair to actually move forward. Everybody's so worried about self. It's all about me and what I can get and what I can do instead of us. If we were to come together, we could actually move forward.
Fuck George Zimmerman, man.
Like, nah. Like, it's not enough words to even describe, son. But, like, with the thing about it is the fact that he made money off of the gun that he used. And then you talking about these Skittles and shit. Like, yeah. The fact that he's even, you know, able to even move around like that on that type of time. Like, and in a time like this, like, it's just, I don't know. Like, and then the fact that he beat the first kid, so like 100 mil, if he could get it, it don't matter if he say 100 mil anything. Like, the fact that it's even the case, the fact that like son is even able to get a dollar, if yep. anything, is just absurd to me. Like,
mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, very agree. If they even take this, the fact that he can even, people have died for less. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
People have died for way fucking less. But he going around taunting. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's the thing. Get the fuck out of here.
It's the way we live in, like, and that's what he says, like, we let things go.
But ain't nobody
on, for so long.
Right.
But he's so forgiving. Nobody never forgave him.
It's not that he's forgiven, it's that the situation has been forgotten so quickly. And so that's a way for, since it's been forgotten, it's a way from, okay, well, they're not talking about it anymore. Maybe it's okay for me to scoop in and do this bit of dirt and see if I can get away with it. That's what it is.
He a piece of shit that got away from murdering a kid. Fuck George Zimmerman, man. Ain't nobody even on social media talking cash about this nigga, man. And nothing. Like, nothing. Where Trayvon Peoples at? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, yo. Like, I don't know, and I'm confused and as in why he's still around.
The crazy thing about it, too.
People disappear for less, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And the crazy thing, too, just to think about it, it reminds me of the Amber Geiger case. When I just talked about forgiveness and Anomaly said about we just forgot about it. Now we forgot about that, her case, so fast. She about to do an appeal. She put in for appeal for her case that they just gave her 10 years for murdering the guy.
How, bitch?
That's ridiculous.
She put the appeal in, and then she probably going to win it because we already forgave her. So they like, okay, they forgave her.
What?
Well, the family did.
Time serve.
Yeah, she did that year. Time serve.
A little fine. Yo.
And then the dude, the brother getting the Nobel Peace Prize or some shit.
No.
Martin Luther King, nigga.
Right, right. Come on, nigga. The most forgiving nigga in the world, right? He get an award for it, man.
Martin Luther King, come on, he can come on that, nigga. Come on now. He like that. I forgave them when they threw a rock at me, but I ain't even giving them the killing my people.
Right.
Yo, you stupid.
For real. It's sad because I seen a meme too. It's probably maybe it's just our culture, because I seen a meme when they said black people want to forget everything about slavery except Christianity.
Amen.
Wow. Shots fired. Amen.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my goodness. And I was like, dang, you know, something is like, and it's like, cut me deep, Shrek. You cut me deep.
Yeah, but have you seen the one that goes, they didn't give us the best housing, they didn't give us the best food, they didn't give us the best working conditions, but you think they gave us the best religion? Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Difference.
And that's, and then even on my birthday, June 17th, when...
Oh, Juneteenth?
That's mm-hmm.
Juneteenth.
Oh, wow.
Hey, look, and the crazy thing about it, a couple of years ago, I just started really realizing about Juneteenth. I never really heard about Juneteenth until a couple of years ago by my own research and just by hearing of it throughout, you know, the woke masses I'm listening.
Juneteenth is a lituation, boy.
And I'm like, dang. I'm like, let me really look at the Juneteenth, and it's like it should be celebrated more. But this is like we still like okay, it's just true, guys. Like we still trying to figure out if it's true. But the crazy thing. One of the craziest things too, when I was realizing it, I don't know, man. I think we just lost in the sauce. I think, on June the 17th, when the Charleston six,
mm-hmm.
when the guy went in there and shot the people in the church service and everything.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Dylan Roof.
Yep.
This episode is going to be called hashtag fuck George and Dylan. Fuck.
Fuck them niggas.
Hashtag fuck George. That's fuck them, yo.
Like, we forgave them. One of their kids forgave them.
What you forgiving for?
What's the point?
What you forgiving for? Like, you don't forget a man that stepped in your shoes. You don't forget a man that cut you off on the road. You don't forget your brother for talking shit about you. You don't forgive. But you don't forgive a nigga that murdered your whole fucking family. Nigga, fuck George. Fuck Dylan. This Henny hitting hard, niggas.
But it's crazy. It is so crazy. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It just tearing me up, man. Because I'm like, I can't fathom that shit, like, just saying, oh, yeah, I forgive you. And it's like, but it's what the good book says, right?
The book that they gave us?
Good book.
What book? That book? Huh?
That book? Highly edited book.
Right, the book that we can't seem to let go. That book, that good book, right, huh? Yeah, put that book in there. That's what you need to do with that.
That we still can't decipher. Okay, if the good book says skin of bronze, hair of wood, but we still looking at the pretty white guy. We can't even take the white Jesus down.
Oh my god, we so fucking lost in the ocean of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We lost out at sea.
Alright.
Most people aren't trying to find their way.
It's a scary situation, okay? Because I think I told Leo this one time before, too. It's like a scary thing once you really become woke, where you really start using your third eye. It's like, damn, I don't want to know more. If this is just the tip of the stuff that they hiding from us, but the tip of the stuff that they do to us just so we won't have information or power of self. Man, I don't want it. Somebody be like, man, I don't want to know no more, because think about all of the stuff they done to us over the years, decades.
Yeah, some people feel like it's too late to unlearn, because people in their 20s, 30s, 40s plus, they have to unlearn everything they were taught.
Yeah.
Of course, change is so hard, and it's actually not change that's hard. It's your resistance against change that's hard. So, once you accept something, it flows, just naturally flows.
Fuck Dylan. Fuck all that, man. Like, yo, when we gonna be fed up with this shit, man? Like, we kill our own before we kill them. We disrespect our own before we disrespect them.
And the crazy thing about it, yo, a girl just got killed last night in Baltimore. She was like 22. That's like the fifth female in the last like 2 or 3 months. Like, it's just no pics. When I just came back from Atlantic City, they put a billboard up saying stop the violence. A boy was killed the day after Thanksgiving. He was only 8 years old. They say it was a gang retaliation type stuff. And I'm like, God, no. it's just getting to be bad. But we kill each other for less, and we kill each other for not the they killing us. Mm-hmm. We just like, yo, fuck us that don't respect your brotherhood, don't respect your life. Fuck them niggas that don't respect us. Like, how can they respect us? We don't respect ourselves, and that's the shit that they throw at. Just like they say, nigga. What's the first thing about a person be saying when they say nigga? Y'all say nigga.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What?
And they listen to the music, so then they feel like they can say it. They have no care now. Like, I be especially like on social media and something. Like, they listening to a song, but they gonna say nigga. Like,
yo.
Yeah. What time they say? They used to lip sync and that's
they lip sync that part. Like, they just don't say it.
Yeah, you know what?
They really be playing.
Yeah,
no.
Man, they be like it, Super Mario and shit. they be jumping up in the air and be like, they be waiting to say that shit.
For real. That's their favorite part of the song. They know the
song. Yeah, right.
Like, they know our songs better than our songs. Yeah. Like, they really be reading the lyrics and knowing the song.
Yeah, because they quote them at clan meetings. The fuck? They playing that Young Thug. They playing all that shit at them clan meetings. The fuck?
Big fact. Absolutely.
Hey, you want to know something, yo? You want to know something? It's still, they throw that shit at you. But that doesn't excuse the fact that that's not what the fuck is blanketed across all of us. Somebody, a white dude try to tell me that shit. But y'all said in your music, listen, we shouldn't say it at all. And then on top of that, that doesn't represent me. That doesn't represent what the fuck I live for. You see what I'm saying? So y'all came over here and eradicated an entire race. So should we do the same shit? Y'all still in thievery. Should we do the same shit? What the fuck you trying to say to me? Y'all do it. Well, you do it. How about I go in your fucking house and say I discovered it when you already live there?
Right.
The fuck out of here. And then on top of that, we gotta hold each other accountable. We the ones still supporting that fucking music anyway. Y'all said we buy it. The fuck out of here with that shit. Get me tight, bro. Shit, bro.
Fight that.
Y'all said. Y'all do it. The fuck?
That told you. That
you do it.
What the they used to be scared to say it. Now I'm telling you, they be like,
yeah, freely.
That's right, because that's what's cool now. We paved the way to what's cool. So if it's cool, it's okay.
Who said we even paved the way? They motherfucking supported that
come
shit.
On now.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's look at it. They
nah,
steal,
we definitely paved.
They steal. Yeah, they steal what they want from our culture. And then they are the ones who make it cool. It's our culture. We do it all the time. And then when they take it and they use it, oh my God, that's amazing. Where did you come up with that idea? Oh my God, she looks so fly. She looks so hot. Oh my God, she's on fleek. What the hell ever? We've been doing the same things for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
But because now you popularize it, it's in.
I think it's SD, all of the above.
Highlight
because
what they
want to
highlight.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I think they keep the machine going because a bum ass nigga all of a sudden become number one. You don't know who the fuck he is. I think they do that shit to keep that shit going so they can continue to navigate the climate like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All these dumb bum ass niggas becoming number one with the worst music. How?
Bad.
Who buying it? Who downloading it? We ain't doing that shit. They doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They love our culture, but they hate us.
Yeah, envy as fuck.
That's the thing, you know, and they try to dictate everything. Leo Cohen has said that on the Breakfast Club one time, and he basically said that with Charlamagne, I think Charlamagne asked him a situation like that. Like, y'all, the content that y'all put out, he said, if they ban it, he's going to give it to him, basically, in a sense, paraphrasing it. But basically, he's saying that he's going to give what the climate wants. And that's how he looks at it. And this is when Dan was on his culture vulture stuff. Dan Dash was on his culture vulture stuff. And he was making sense about it. But, you know, how things happen over time. But when Dan was pushing that culture vulture stuff, he was showing real facts about cultures. How they just taking our culture and just the vultures coming and taking pieces of what they want from it. And that over time, you see it that they love our culture and they hate us. And they give it. Little Richard had said that long time ago.
Oh, yeah. That
Elvis was taking his stuff, and you know, you just see it. Mm-hmm. You know, you remember Color Me Bad? Do y'all remember?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I was watching Blackish. Anybody watch Blackish?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
It was an older episode, and they were just talking about, you know, the kids had to do a project on their favorite people. And the little boy was like, he said, I'm going to do my project on the Godfather of hip hop. And he said, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And Vanilla Ice was a straight rip-off of Hammer.
Oh, my God.
It was a straight carbon copy of MC Hammer. You didn't know that he was a straight carbon copy of MC Hammer.
No, I didn't. I like Ninja Turtles so much. It
never played now, huh?
I like Ninja Turtles so much. I just
over. Go.
Right.
The Secret of the Ooze, nigga.
Right, the Secret of the Ooze. Damn.
And so he was a straight carbon copy.
He did. He had the bag. He had the wind. What did it call? The parachute pants. Hammer pants and everything, yo. He was.
The box. Mm-hmm. The style. He was a straight carbon copy. Just white.
Yup, just white. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But it wouldn't have played now. But back then, it was just like in our face. Like, here you go, niggas. Here you go. Oh, we're going to make another one.
Right.
Like, you remember Michael Bolton? All of them, they would rip off the other singers at that time. I like Michael Bolton, but he was a rip off kind of this one, Luther and all them was around. Like Michael Bolton, Taylor Dane was a rip off of Whitney, kind of like Whitney and all of them. Like all of them, like if you see a white singer at that time, you had a black person at that time. Like they always had a competition with us. That somebody said, okay. Y'all have this, we will give you this. And it made people choose. You know, and really, you had to really realize that now. You had to really look back and say, damn, they were doing this right in our face. Taking our culture away from us and selling it. Bang, bang, bang.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, selling it right back to us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now they're just destroying our culture.
Yep.
For what they're putting out for us. As a representation of us, because once you go and send it across seas, send the music across seas, and that's what they hear, that's all they have to know of black culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a horrible representation, the music that's out now.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably why foreigners be looking at us all sideways and shit.
It is like, crazy, man.
Fuck me! Like, no, fuck you!
We love our culture, but they don't like us. Like my homeboy, he used to play semi-pro. And he was over there in Germany. The white women love black men.
Oh my God, do they ever. They do. They really, really do. They hunt. For a
black man.
They're trying to get pregnant. They're trying to get married. They're trying to get a better way of life. That's what they're trying to do.
But they just love black men too, just in general. But my homeboy was saying that he's like they love us. The white women love us, but the white guys and everything else, no. like the town, the community, and that whole culture shape is not for the black man. But the women, yes. But the
they on culture, go.
Yeah. But other than that, no. And he was like, dang, you know, after a while, at first, as a man, he was like, oh, shit, the ladies love me. I'm over here popping. But then you get hate. You're getting hate from the guys. You get hate. You're not welcome in that society, that community. What's the purpose? You know, after that, you be like, oh, man, I got to get up out of here. Like, because you know when you're not wanted. Right. Every time you go in the store, the music stops. Everybody looking at you. You know, but over time it's rooted more accepted in places, but in an underlying root, we still not accepted. You know, they gonna let us go so far, and especially when you mess with their women. You know, that you are
you dangerous.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because vagina is the most important thing, you know?
The most important.
Yeah. Vagina is more important than water.
Right.
No, like, it is powerful. Definitely powerful.
Yo, y'all heard that nigga getting out the booty warrior?
Oh my god.
The booty warrior, yeah, he getting out of prison this year, something like that. 2020 or something. Oh Lord.
The one that was like he had the meme of like the booty, he like booty or something like that, and
I like to eat booty or something like that.
The one who was taking it. I like you and I want you.
Yeah.
The woman that he had glasses on and everything.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. I seen the funny meme.
Nah.
The Boondocks. Was coming the Boondocks. In. Oh, say the 6ix9ine meme.
I seen one with the 6ix9ine. He was like, he like, oh, a rainbow haired guy coming in here. Like he thinking about it. And he said, he said his name 6ix9ine, right? And then 6ix9ine, and then the booty warrior.
Oh,
so he was like, yeah. And that's just like, as a man, like, he didn't give two flying fucks.
Like, that's the environment.
He wasn't discreet about it at all. Like, what the fuck? Now I remember, like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
You like to come out here with the pants all sagging and the booty showing? Don't they know I likes it? We like it in here. Yeah, go on. Slag deeper. I like you. And I want you. Booty warrior.
It look like he take it. Oh, like he straight up take it.
Right. Yeah, that's just showing it off for me.
That's where they said it originated from, though. Like,
it did. The booty
warrior. And it's like, that mean you just, you know. You go in there sagging and everything, that mean that you open, so they just catch you when they can.
Yeah.
Like, nah, son.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the thing. Yeah.
We can do this the hard way or the easy way. The charge is yours. The charge is yours. Booty warrior.
Like, God. You love me. This is yummy.
Hey yo, check this out. Fuck Dylan. Fuck George. Fuck them, the whole episode. I ain't forget. Shit.
Whatever Amber Geiger too.
Yeah,
whatever,
throw that bitch in there too. Fuck Amber Geiger too. Yeah. Shit wild though, man. It's a lot of shit going on, man. Like, it's like, look up and down. You look up, you look down, you look left, you look right. Your A, B, and your select start. What's the cheat code to the game? I need the cheat code. This game is fucking crazy.
Jumanji.
Jumanji. Nah. You don't want to go to Jumanji. It's rare.
I don't
want to
do that.
Yeah. If you go to Jumanji, it's like playing on that, what's that other joint where they be playing like on an esoteric board or whatever? And they
Ouija?
Like, yeah, the Ouija board and everything. That's just standing there the same damn thing. Just one is more, you know, whatever. But they be kind of the same, right?
Really play with that?
Oh, yeah, nah. When I went to school, they was playing with it. They played with it at my school.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh, nah. Yeah. Wild. And then I heard the stories of what happened after. I'm like, yo, what?
What happened? Right, what happened after?
But nah, like, they was like, they're playing with the Ouija board or whatever. And then boom, boom. So then, like, that same room or whatever, like, people, like, there's, like, some little girl, some little boy had lived there or whatever. And like, they was always in the bathroom. And it was just, like, on some other shit. Like, some whole crazy shit. Like, it just haunted the whole crib and shit like that. Like, to where people was just moving out. Like, and this is on campus. Yeah, so I was just like, bro, wildin'.
Ghost. I remember I went to the sleepover.
Oh shit, sound like the setup for a scary movie.
And they were playing it, and I was like, nah, son. Like, you know, I grew up in the church, so I'm like, nah, I don't, you know, that wasn't even right. You know, I couldn't recite no Bible scriptures, but I just know that. I know that wasn't right. My spirit was telling me that wasn't right. And I was like, yo, they really made that for kids. Like, well, yeah, kids. I'm like, what the crap? Like,
witchcraft, yo.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, though. Should be happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, that can't be explained. You know? We have like childhood traumas and stuff like that. Now, and while you older, you retrospect and thinking like, yo, how did that happen? Like, I remember in Baltimore, it was me and my two brothers. We was in Baltimore. And my mom lived in this house that was three stories, but it was kind of weird because it was like one big house, three stories, but every level was like somebody's apartment. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That shit was wild. It was weird. So it was me, my older brother, my younger brother was in the room. We was on the second floor. And you know you heard stories because Baltimore is full of stories. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
A lot of history.
Yeah, a lot of history I'll talk about. So it was this long hallway with this really old vintage bathroom that had lion claws under the tub.
Oh, my.
You see what I'm saying? It was like one of those.
And make some money.
Yeah, it could be, right? Clean it up. Yeah. Shit, all them baths. But it was a door. The bathroom door had a window on top of it. So it was like, shit was like kind of different. So we always heard like weird noises and stuff like that, you know. But one time, my older brother was daring my little brother to like, yo, I dare you to pee on Mario's bed. And I was like,
what the hell?
Like, yo, like you do that shit? Like, what the fuck? And he was like, I'll do that. I'll do it. I'm like, don't do it. Like, don't pee on my bed, yo. Like, yo, stop. Then he was like, do it, son. You ain't going to do it. You a bitch. You ain't going to do it. Then we all was in there like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then we smelled this smell that was like really, really bad. You see what I'm saying? It was real rank. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, I know he ain't shitting on my bed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he went too far, bro.
Right, like, he took it all the way too far. And then, like, I was like, yo, we was like, ew. Yo, we couldn't take the smell, so we ran out the room, stood in the hallway, and when we turned around, we saw somebody. And we took off down the hallway, and the hallway seemed longer than what it was, or we was kind of feeling slower, sluggish while we was trying to gun down that bathroom. I turned around, it was this lady in this tattered dress, all red dress, tattered, looking decayed and everything. Yo, I swear, y'all put it on everything. We ran, all three of us ran in that bathroom, slammed the door and put our feet against the door because she was trying to bust that shit open, yo. And we stayed in that bathroom until the morning.
Damn, so nobody came out. Nobody come check on y'all niggas and be like, yo, where y'all in the bathroom?
Shit, nigga. I don't know how black families work or nothing. But but yo, we took shifts. We slept with our feet on the door, son. Because she was trying to bust that shit open. And then we could see the top of her head trying to look through the glass at the top of the door. So that shit was terrifying. I still think about it to this day. But at the same time, how do you explain that? Are you going to tell somebody like me and it didn't happen? You know what I'm saying? Why did we wake up in the bathroom then? Why were we all three of us huddled together hugging with our feet against the door? Like, come on.
Even better, how can all three of you see one hallucination?
Correct.
If it was one of you, that's different, but all three of you.
They say, listen, the old saying, they say kids see ghosts. Like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're more open.
Hey, that's what Jay and them just said, too.
Mm. Yeah.
In the movies and stuff, tell you. Boys from the Sixth Sense. All the damn new movies now, The Conjuring and all that. The kids. It's always the kids.
Yeah. Who was that lady? You know, like, what the fuck was happening, bro? And why ain't nobody believe us? My mom found us in the bathroom in the morning when she was going to work. She said, "Boss, what the hell y'all doing? Get out of here." You know, so I was like, hell nah.
But you know, the crazy thing, kids see ghosts. That's crazy. I never put them together because that's all the movies. It, you remember It?
Oh,
no. Nah. You remember Grudge? That's when I was done with movies. When I seen The Grudge, I was like, oh, no. Nah, I don't really rock with scary movies no more. Like, it was over.
Those are the best ones.
Nah, son. Got me tweaking.
They be telling us the truth, yo. It's the underlying truth, yo. Just like The Ring, the little Chinese girl kept coming out. The TV and stuff.
Yeah, shit crazy.
She was a kid.
She was just trying to hang out, that's all.
It's all good.
Hang out with people, son.
It's all good, guys.
Come in.
Yeah, it's all good, guys. I'm not traumatized at all. I'm okay, you know.
Are you sure?
thanks for checking over, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like my post. I need help.
I need help.
Check y'all in the bathroom. Nobody say, yo, niggas, I got the bathroom.
That means they didn't look for us all night. what was they doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't hear nothing from none of us all night?
Well, I mean, come on. Let me play devil's advocate because it's fun. You got kids. Yes, of course. You got kids running around, jumping, bumping, making noise all day, every day. So you hearing it, you're not thinking anything of it because you think it's just them playing. And I will side with you in the sense of, okay, you all screaming at the same time.
Nobody asks,
okay, what the hell y'all screaming about? Okay, I'll give you that. But, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, a parent hearing their kids at the most, they either learn to tune them out or they just get fed up with them and start yelling at them.
Shut the fuck up. That's what I
want. You have to choose what you
want
to do.
Yo, we getting chased by the fucking Black Dolly and shit. You're talking about shut the fuck up. Like, yo.
You and that Black Dolly. You should tell that stuff.
Like, you just start running. Like, what more do you want from me?
Yeah, right.
Dolly's the Black Dolly. I don't give a fuck who it is. You, the Black Dolly?
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop running in them goddamn halls. Yo, but that shit is terrifying. I often have to touch the walls in the middle of the night to make sure I am here. Like, it fuck with you, bro. Like, shit happens when you're a child.
Don't give a damn.
They hear the kids quiet. They like, shit, I'm taking advantage of this.
Yeah. Like, they sleep.
Exactly.
Told they had to go to sleep 10 times. Now they finally sleep.
Daddy, the Black Dolly, it's a black chasing us. Tell that black motherfucker you need to go home and chase
right. If he don't pay no bills to this motherfucker, he need to go.
Yep.
And that's when he get up and look for nothing. They do that. Y'all better sit your motherfucking ass down somewhere before I get up. Y'all go outside and chase this shit.
Nah, for real. Or be like, who parent am I? Like, who child is mine? Like,
right.
What I said. Like, I don't care what who child you talking about. Like, you better be
that motherfucker, he better run in his own motherfucking house. He ain't run up in here.
That's why there are no black scary movies. That's exactly why,
yo. My brother say some shit. Say, I'm gonna beat your ass for laying in front of you, huh?
Like, if you don't beat their ass, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Right.
You let motherfucker come in here running in your motherfucking house. I'm gonna beat your ass for letting them.
Like, you see what I got to deal with, Freddie? You see, like, that's why you don't need to be coming here, yo. Like, stop coming here, yo.
For real. Freddy and Jason do not come around my crib, man.
My bad.
For real.
My bad.
Yeah, the black people, I wouldn't even put out there. Jason movie, all out. You all out in the damn woods by yourselves. Always trying to fuck. Somebody always trying to fuck. And Jason blow up on him.
Yo, he's a fucking hater, man. He a fucking hater, yo.
Yeah, that's corny.
Cot blocking ass Jason. Ooh, baby, you got a condom? Time, like, you got a condom, baby? Yeah, what the fuck? Yo, get out of here, man.
Let's go in the ditch. If we don't got nowhere to fuck, let's go in the ditch and try to fuck.
Oh, my God.
No.
Nigga with the hockey mask on, touching himself and shit. Like, yo, they never invite me. They never invite me.
Let's go behind the bush. Stop killing people. Let's go behind the bush and try to fuck.
Yeah, that's a big build-up, son. That's crazy.
But it's just crazy. Like, that is, like, all that be out there in the dark. Like, I'll be, like, asking questions. What camp we going to? Crystal Lake. Okay. Is that where all the motherfuckers be dying at? Yes. And they die at night. Okay. They die outside.
Die outside. Okay. Why can't we go to Camp Disney? Camp Disney.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, let's go to Camp Disney. Like, tell me where that's so raven in them
things. Right.
Right. Scary, Zach and Cody, like, I'm going through all the
I ain't going to Camp Crystal, nothing.
Right, Camp Crystal, nothing.
Dude.
Shit, why we gotta go camping anyway? The fuck?
Yeah. Hey, right? That was a black kid. Right. The black kids wouldn't, the real black kids wouldn't be doing that.
Nah,
so you taking me Camp Crystal Lake, I'm not going outside at night, and I'm not. No girl ain't gonna lure me outside.
Right. Come on, Tyrone. Get this. Here. Come get this coochie, Tyrone.
Yeah.
Let's fuck in the van. Why we gotta fuck outside? God damn. Yeah.
Now let's stay in the light. Right. Where the counselor's at.
The cabin. Meet me in the cabin.
Yeah. That shit crazy. Freddy the only believable. Freddy probably like the only believable one. Like. Michael Myers, I'm not coming out on Halloween. That's what,
right. I don't celebrate Halloween, Michael.
Michael Myers only coming out on Halloween. Nah, I'm sitting these Halloweens out, son.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Anomaly, you ever had any scary stories happen to you?
No, I am a scary story.
God damn.
No, I mean, the only scary story I had is like, and it's not even a real scary story in the sense of, I was little when we were going trick-or-treating. My mom took us to a scary house in Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And my sister was hiding behind the tree and she carried me up the steps to see the horrible people, but that was it. But that's not really a scary story.
Oh yeah, you're right. Is that where they is that when your origin story began?
What do you mean?
You got took up there and you became the scary stuff.
When she came out alive, she said that the kid.
No, I was really mad at my sister. Because she was hiding behind a tree and she didn't save me, and my mom was carrying me up. But I mean, the darkness didn't come till junior high.
Oh yeah.
She was introduced to craft.
Right, you are. Yeah, I used to love that movie, yo.
That was light as a feather, slip as a bullet.
All the girls of the craft, they were the bad girls club.
Stiff as a board.
No, nah. Mine was always by myself. It wasn't with people. People can't keep their mouth closed, so my darkness was always by myself.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
But nah, like
should we be concerned? I'll be like, oh, yeah, sure.
No need to be concerned. It's all under control.
Okay. All right, Raven. She Raven from Teen Titans and shit.
Actually, I do like her. She is actually my favorite out of them.
Okay,
Raven from the Teen Titans.
I like Raven. Okay. But I remember she reminded me of Carrie.
Oh, who reminded you of Carrie? Anomaly.
That's an anomaly. Yeah.
Oh, really? Why?
But though you like, she's like, I was a loner.
Oh,
I did all my darkness by myself.
When I was in the kitchen, that's the best way to do it. People talk too much.
When I was in the kitchen cooking up spells.
right. Eye of Newt.
Yeah. And then, look, when our friends, one of the girls seen her, and they were never seen again.
Oh, no.
Hey, Emily, what are you doing? Cooking up spells.
No, see, what are you doing? Cooking. You just stop it there. You don't tell everything. You just answer the question. What are you doing? Cooking. Oh, okay. What are you cooking? Nothing you want.
Right. So like you.
Not nothing you want. Nothing.
Right. So like you shouting. He said, "I'm gonna double, double, da, double, 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 da."
Oh man.
Oh, that's easy to explain. I'm thinking out loud.
That shit crazy. Anomaly is a witch. man, that is some witch activity, I tell you. But yo, check this, yo. You remember y'all ever heard of the Bunny Man?
No.
Porter, I know you heard of the Bunny Man. Alright, so when we was young, we used to live on, I want to say Pratt Street or something in Baltimore. Something like that. And the Bunny Man used to, you know, he was like a guy in a bunny costume or a bunny helmet. And he used to kidnap kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? And so it was some wooded area behind my mom's friend's house. We used to live with him. And it was an entryway into the woods. But inside of the woods, if you go deep enough, there was this old house. And that nobody really knew about. So I was really into the ninja type shit, exploration back in the day with my imagination as a kid. So we used to make makeshift weapons out of bike parts. So we used to take like poles and the handlebars from the bike, put it at the end of the pole and sharpen the pole. And we had ninja swords. And then we used to take like the gear part of the bike that the chain go around. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was our ninja stars. So we would fucking go in the woods and act like, you know, we fighting evil and shit like that. But one day me and my brother went in the woods and we noticed the wood a little different, you know what I'm saying? So it was like a little ditch dug in the woods with like debris and brush was over it and shit. And we was like, yo, when was this here? Maybe we didn't notice to begin with, so we'll walk around it. And then my friend in the neighborhood said that's where the Bunny Man live at. He live in the woods. So we was like, what the fuck is the Bunny Man? You know what I'm saying? If the Bunny Man, we gonna beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? So we went in the woods looking for the Bunny Man, not knowing the Bunny Man is a real thing. You see what I'm saying? So we told my mom we going in the woods looking for the Bunny Man. They got real serious and shit and sat us down. You know what I'm saying? Told us, like, don't go in the woods. Y'all stay out of those woods. I better not catch y'all in the woods. The Bunny
Man. You got real Disney.
Yeah, I was like, yo, what the fuck? So that made us want to go even more. So we went in the woods. And we got a little deep. It was me, my friend, and my little brother. My friend went along ahead, and he said he saw the Bunny Man, and he took off running. I didn't see nobody. So I was like, damn, he a bitch. So he ran out the woods and shit like that. Damn, my little brother was yelling, the Bunny Man. He turned around and run, but he falls in the pit, the little ditch part. So I was like, oh, shit. All I could think about was my mom whipping my ass because I brought my brother out here in the woods, and he might have gotten hurt. So I turn around to look at my little brother, and I turn back around. The motherfucking Bunny Man is right there. So he was like a guy in a bunny hat helmet, like an Easter helmet type deal with overalls. You know what I'm saying? Not overalls that hook at the shoulder, like the mechanic looking overalls. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I threw everything I had at him, ran. Try to get my little brother. I ran past my little brother because he was really in the ditch. And then I was like, I can't leave him. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fucked up. So I had to run back and get him out of there. Yeah, I had to make a life decision because I couldn't come home by myself. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, hell no. So I ran, got my little brother out, and we took off running. Told my mom. My mom called the police. And then it was so many police out at that wooded area. And then a few days later, they cut the woods down. And then you could see the house and stuff like that. And then they found some shit in that house. I'm surprised you can't look it up. You should be able, probably should be able to look that up.
Research it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Bunny Man.
The Bunny Man. I'm surprised you ain't never heard. I thought it was like a Baltimore urban legend or something.
But the crazy thing about it, man, like, it always be with kids. Like we were saying earlier, all the scary movies start off with, like, with kids see or what kids know or somebody trying to take a kid.
Why is that?
It's crazy.
Because kids are more open and parents are less likely to believe kids because of their imagination.
That's why I don't like when my daughters be talking to themselves. I be like, don't be naming them.
Had friends in my head though. Like I had like 3 friends. I can't remember their name, but they used to live in my head though.
They still do?
Nah. Oh. They don't live there no more. They moved out. It's just me now.
They moved out. What? Oh,
they left. Remember when he said like they chopped the trees down? I got some trees down, and then it was a house back there. So then I cut that house down too.
Oh my god. They told real deal.
He grown now.
Putting but yeah, two-week notice, 30-day notice. Shit.
Right, niggas packed out. Real deal,
we found another kid.
You dropped real friend.
I don't know.
You said Dracula?
No, drop dead friend.
It was drop dead friend. I remember that. Yeah.
And she had that. She's drop dead friend with an imaginary friend.
Awesome.
But they thought she was crazy too. They thought she was crazy, but you know, Fred was trail. You know, Fred was there.
Yeah.
There's just somebody there for you.
Yeah. Don't be naming them, like.
Don't be naming them, shit.
Sometimes they already have a name.
Yeah,
you said what happened? Oh man!
Yeah,
that's when you gotta research and shit yourself and realize who they were. Name Jonathan, realizing a Jonathan died in your house 10 years ago and shit. Oh no! How come when I get my ass whooped, you don't get your ass whooped, Jonathan?
No.
Yeah, nah, Jonathan, right here, always keep telling me what to do.
Nah.
You and Jonathan get your ass beat.
Right. Fucking Jonathan.
Yeah, y'all seen those memes that be like, "Mom, I'm depressed." Well, you gonna depress them dishes?
That was a bad person.
Black parent.
How about you? You and Jonathan take y'all ass upstairs and clean that motherfucking room.
Right, all 3 of y'all clean that room. Yo, you had 3 people living in your head, real deal.
Yeah, at one point in time, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know them no more.
That's good.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, anomaly.
Isn't it lonely without him now?
Nah, I'm cool. Like I'm cool where I'm at. I ain't even going front. Like I still got. I'm good. I got peoples, but you know, it ain't them peoples.
My imagination used to run wild with the toys.
Toys and shit. Anomaly, what's the people in your head name?
I don't give them names. We just talk.
They give you advice?
Yeah, sometimes we argue. Sometimes we agree. But, you know, it happens.
No, argue. So how do y'all... Nah, never mind.
You'll be looking like the girl at the bus stop. Like, what the fuck?
No, I mean, it's not like it's... hidden. I tell people, you know, sometimes I talk to myself and they're like, oh yeah, I do too.
Then
I start arguing with myself and they just look and I'm like, oh yeah, I tried to warn you. And they were like, okay.
They be like, who brought this girl?
Right. Who crazy ass trying to one up my crazy and shit.
Yeah, right.
Keep that shit over there.
Like, I normally come over to the crib, just beat them. And they were like, yeah, this my homegirl family. Yeah. She talked to herself.
Yeah, I'm the
sometimes.
Friend you got to explain your other friends to.
Right.
Yeah. She's so nice. Why is she quiet?
Yo.
Why is she cool? And then you just sit over there like, shut up.
That reminds me. I knew a dude.
And then you go to the sleepover.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be a sleepover and then everything just changed after, you know, the movie go off.
Nah, she the type, everybody be sleep. She's still up looking at everybody. Like, bitch, your ass is asleep.
Like, oh shit, anomaly. I think I left my stove on. I got to go.
Everybody's
sleep. Nah.
She just sitting in the corner.
Yo, still sitting up though, like not even laying down though. Yeah. Everybody wake up in the middle of the night and just see you still up. Like, oh nah, bro. You just looking dead at him.
You ain't gonna have to beat your ass with a pillow and shit. You gonna have to get jumped. You gonna have to get jumped. You gotta get jumped after that. Like, yo. Fuck, you still up for this shit. This ain't even your house.
That's why I'm just sitting there instead of just leaving the room.
Like, yo, you just see your eyeballs, like, the light.
Oh,
the light just goes off.
Nah,
like, a novel, you sitting up? You sitting up?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, everybody, get up. He don't go to sleep.
Right, everybody get up. Turn the light on. Turn the goddamn light
everybody
on.
Take your ass to sleep.
Keep what the fuck you doing over there? Yo, throw the pillow over there. What the fuck is you doing over there?
Yo, you're gonna be like, yo, you want some juice or something? You got your
back? Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty?
I'll be mad at the person who broke me. I'll be this crazy girl.
Who friend is you?
Like, yo. No.
That shit is like, scary.
Like, yo.
That shit scary.
No. Like, what? You don't like the movie? Like, yo, you got to play something? Like, yo.
Yeah, man. Just sitting there. Man. Hey, we were nothing. Like,
yo.
You didn't even change. You the only one with no pajamas. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The sleepover is over.
Right. And then everybody wake up in the morning, we eating our cereal, and then she just like, just leave her cereal there or eat her cereal without the milk and no spoon.
What's going on? Hold on, everybody, talk about what's going on. That's funny. That's so funny.
Nah, but. Now, in all seriousness, though, cereal is good, but you gotta eat cereal with ice. Like,
what?
Yes, sir.
Eat you some mean cereal. Ice cream?
No, not ice cream. Like ice cubes. Like you go, like you do your cereal. You pour your cereal first.
What?
Then you put a. You go get a. You go to your freezer, your nearest freezer. You get some ice cubes, like 2, 3, depending on you know how you feeling. And then you pour the milk on top of the ice, so then like the milk is getting like ice cold, and it's still sitting there.
What in
so
the then like after
you eat all the cereal, then you get like cold ass milk.
Why don't you just put the milk in the refrigerator? On
it's
up?
Already in the refrigerator, but it's
turn
still
it up.
Cold.
Why are you putting ice cubes son. In cereal?
Because because think about it. Like while you're sitting there, your cereal, the milk is not gonna be as cold as it when it first came out. So you want it to still be getting cold. Colder or still be cold. So then you put the cereal with the ice, then you know your joints stay cold.
This after you smoke or before?
Right, this is before I was smoking. That's serious. Like I just always go out with the put the ice in the. That's how you make it right.
You know what? I would just try this shit because you said it real deal.
I'm trying to tell you. Telling you.
Right.
I tried to told you, son. I tried to told you.
I tried but, to tell you. Yeah. Okay, I'll try it today. What is there a particular particular cereal that I should try with this?
I mean,
ice?
Well, yeah, I do mine with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like, I do it with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but like, right, that's my favorite. But like, you could try it with anything, I would say, because I've tried it with like Frosted Flakes or something like that. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch with the ice, you're going crazy. You don't even know that's gourmet. Like,
okay,
I would try $75 for a bowl of cereal. Yes, sir. Cause it's about the ice, like you gotta have the certain ice, like it's that ice, that crisp right. Ice.
Don't forget yeah, right the ice, nigga.
Don't forget ice. The ice. You need the ice.
Babe.
Awesome. Babe. Yeah. What in the third trimester of pregnancy is this?
Trying to tell you.
That is crazy. Hey, that is,
yeah. Yo, that's crazy, yo. That's fucking crazy. But you know what though? You know what else is good, right?
What?
Fuck Dylan. Fuck Joy Zimmerman. Oh, I forgot. You thought she was old, nigga. It's not.
Alright. And McGuigan.
And McGuigan.
And McGuigan.
Bitch. Way. Hey, yo, already know what it is, man. Jehu the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty Real Deal. What it do, babe, bro?
You already know, boy. Real Deal Ty. Let's get it. We got it. Wave Nation.
Wave Nation and Mr. Larry Paul.
Yeah, good show, baby, good show, man. Let's keep it going.
An anomaly, what it do, baby?
Yeah, you know, just play safe.
There you have it, man. Wave Nation.